podcast of Warcraft. Today is Saturday, January 17th, 2010. It is currently 2:08 a.m. I'm your host, Garrett Swenson, and the podcast starts right now. Hey guys, welcome back. This is episode 2 of Podcast of Warcraft. We have a lot of news in store for you today, so let me just start off real fast. Me and Shane are currently working out our schedule for when the consistent show time will be, so expect that for him to be on the show soon. Not today. Today is another solo episode of the podcast. So just expect soon for there to be a co-host, maybe in the next episode or two. But for now, I was tired of putting off the show and keep pushing it back, so I'm going to take it into my own hands, and I'm just going to run the news solo. Alright, so the first news story for today is that Blizzard is saying that there might be possible changes to tabards, backpacks, and banks. Okay. In the recent Blizzard developer chat, there were several questions pertaining to player storage. They spoke about the issue with storing tabards from all of your various functions, the default backpack falling behind other bags, and being able to access the bank slots of your alts without the need to use the mail. So basically what that's saying right there is that they want to be able to take things from their alts and bring them onto their main, and vice versa, so they don't have to mail them back and forth and have a big hassle. And that I believe is a good idea. I also believe that's a good idea to up the ante from a 16 slot backpack, which is just ridiculous, to a higher slot, maybe like 20 or 22 slot backpack. So that's basically what that is right there. Next part. All three of these are long-standing issues that have usually been avoided when direct questions came up, usually invoking the safe and often used "we will see" remark. Maybe it's saying here that people would actually like just to be able to take their backpack out and replace it with a different bag instead, which I also think that's a good idea. Okay, here's some examples from the developer chat. I'm just going to take them right out of the developer chat thing here. So I'm going to say Q, that's the question, then A, that's what Blizzard's response was. Okay, so Q. For those of us who collect tabards and armor sets, do you see a way for us to store and not use our very limited inventory? A. Yes, we'd like to store them the same way you do titles. In general, we don't want to punish the pack rats out there who just like to collect stuff. We'll have to wait and see what we can do about it, though. So basically, this person's saying, I want my tabards and armor sets to kind of stack and be able to just have a drop-down menu that doesn't kind of take up space in your bags. Because if you like to collect tabards to look cool, or you like to have different clothes for around town, you don't want them all just sitting in your backpack, taking up valuable space that if you go into a raid, you don't have that anymore. And Blizzard says they'd like to do it the same way they do titles, but they don't know how to implement it yet, is basically what their "we'll see" response is. And this is what the website had to say about it. This would probably be the best way to address this. The problem you run into is, do you end up having a tab on your character sheet similar to the mount and pet tabs where you can see and select your various mounts? Or do you have the drop-down like the titles? Being as some tabards have special abilities, the former solution would probably be the best. This would give you a way to swap them in and out easily, as well as possibly a way to activate these special properties. Shirts also fall into the same issue. While most shirts are just for looks, there's some that do technically give buffs, and there's even a specific one that you have to wear while doing part of the gunship battle portion of Icecrown Citadel. If tabards are reworked to require less storage, we'll have to see if shirts get the same treatment. And I'm all for that idea. I think that'd be a wonderful idea. I personally don't collect those, but I know a lot of people that do collect tabards and armor sets and things like that and like to keep them on their character for a long amount of time. I think it's the perfect solution for them. Okay. And then this, Q. Would you be willing to make personal bank storage look more like guild storage and available to all characters on a realm? A. This is something we discuss a lot. It actually helps with keeping mail volume down, as well as a player convenience. It would be really nice. For those of us with a server full of alts, this would be an awesome change. I've got an alchemist, scribe, leatherworker, engineer, and enchanter who are constantly sending mails back and forth. It would be a lot easier to just toss the raw materials in the bank, hop on the alt, get them out of the character's bank tab, and then make whatever it is I wanted to make. No more mail lag or alt hopping to grab the needed items from each and every character. For those of you with personal guild banks already, I'm sure you can further ways to expand on this. And that was the response from the website. And the website I'm citing for this is WoW.com, which is at www.wow.com. They have a lot of news and rumors and stuff. Check them out. Okay, and then this last question is, Q, any plans to increase the size of the backpack? A, yeah, it's something we discuss a lot. On the other hand, the madness has to end somewhere. I'm not sure I want a 100-slot bag with that much stuff to manage. We'd need to make sure you could easily upgrade the existing backpack. We wouldn't want anyone to have managed to just be without any bags. Okay, so that was the first news story. On to our second news story. Coming out of the Twitter developer chat tonight was this question and following answer given by Ghost Crawler, and J. Allen Brack. Q, with the new skins for druid forms, what is the chance that warlocks might see race/faction-specific demon skins? Or maybe a new one? A, when you look around, there are a lot of, say, imp or voidwalkers we could use. It's something we talk about quite a bit. As for new demons, I hear warlocks are going to be getting some new spells for the next expansion. So that right there, that little... an ominous, not really ominous, but just very mysterious and cryptic message they gave at the end was basically them saying, yeah, there's going to be another pet you're going to get at the end of Cataclysm. Maybe not even at the end, maybe just at Cataclysm. So that's exciting. I don't personally like warlocks. I don't play one, but for all you warlocks out there, that's really good news. Okay, the third story is better pet scaling promised in Cataclysm. Hunters and warlocks were given something to look forward to during the Blizzard developer chat on Twitter this evening. The question was asked, you mentioned pet scaling being added for patch 3.3, but due to time constraints was delayed. Will this be in the next patch? This is something that has been mentioned throughout the course of the Wrath of the Lich King expansion and hasn't been implemented yet. The reason? It is a fairly complicated procedure. And then this is the response from Blizzard. We'll try to do what we can. Technically, it's just more challenging than you might think. For Cataclysm, we have on our list that 100% of stats scale. If they don't, then certain stats just won't be as valuable for pet classes. At the very least, we can do stuff like convert your X into damage for the pet, so every stat is valuable. Getting everyone to scale with every stat better is a major goal for the class team for Cataclysm. With Hunters, Warlocks, and Unholy Death Knights, there are a lot of talents and glyphs that affect the scaling of stats to your pet. If you allow certain stats to scale too well, you suddenly unbalance the class. If the stat scales poorly, then the class falls in the other direction. Every talent and ability that taps into these has to be checked to make sure it doesn't throw things out of whack. Considerations on diminishing returns on certain stat scaling would also need to be checked. Overall, there's a lot of number crunching and statistical analysis involved in trying to find the right balance between all the knobs that need to be adjusted. However, the frustration of outgearing your pet will hopefully be behind us either in an upcoming patch or, more realistically, when Cataclysm hits. So, that's a good thing to know. Pet scaling with stats, very common problem with hunters. And it looks like they've noticed it, they know it's a problem, and they're planning to fix it, either in the next patch or, more likely, as was stated, in Cataclysm. The Armory has been updated with a model viewer. So the World of Warcraft Armory page has just been updated with new features and tools. As stated on their updates page, every character profile now has a 3D model viewer that displays the character in his or her currently equipped gear, and accurately displays the character's physical features, hairstyle, and helm/cloak display as they appear in-game. Mousing over the character model window brings up a control panel with the following controls. Camera controls. To rotate the camera around a character, click and hold the left mouse button while moving the mouse left and right, or click the arrow buttons in the top left of the window. To zoom in and out, use the mouse wheel while hovering over the character window, or click the zoom buttons in the top left of the window. To move the character within the frame, right-click and drag the character in the window, or on a small square in the bottom left of the window. Animations. Each character has a selection of animations that they can perform. Use the arrows next to the animation's name to cycle through them. The available animations are determined by the character's class and currently equipped weapons. Capture Pose. If you are logged in, you can set the default pose of any character on your account. Use the camera and animation controls to create a pose, then click the save icon to set it as the default. All visitors to the character's profile will then see the character in that pose. Play controls. The rewind, pause, and fast forward buttons allow you to fine-tune a pose for your character. Full screen mode. You can view the character in a full screen display against a selection of backgrounds. All controls will continue to function in full screen mode. Embed. You can embed a standalone, interactive version of the character's model viewer in a compatible website, such as a social networking site, guild website, or forum. Extra options include selecting a background in full screen mode and toggling the display of a character's helm, cloak, or tabard. So I think that's a really good idea. I like the idea of being able to set your pose and kind of customize your armory page, since after all, it is your armory page. Okay, now, listen to this. This is a really interesting story. I find this really interesting, and I think it's really funny how this story was handled and how Blizzard is handling it. According to the Las Vegas Convention Center website, Blizzard will be holding BlizzCon 2010 in Las Vegas July 30th and July 31st. Upon inquiry, the Convention Center was able to verify the dates and that Blizzard is running the event. However, Blizzard has yet to announce this themselves. We have contacted Blizzard and will post anything they have to say on the matter. BlizzCon is the major fan convention for all of Blizzard's games. Past BlizzCons have launched all the WoW expansions, including Cataclysm, this last August. BlizzCon 2009 had approximately 20,000 attendees. According to the Convention Center's website, BlizzCon 2010 will be bringing in 30,000 people. You can place money... Okay, hold on. All right, never mind that part. Okay, basically. Now, here's an update. There's a couple updates to this. Five updates. I'm going to read them all. Update 1. Blizzard has responded to let us know that they haven't announced any details regarding their next BlizzCon, and they have recommend everyone refrain from making any travel plans at this time. However, the Las Vegas Convention Center has confirmed this booking and continues to list it on their calendar. Update number 2. Blizzard has contacted us further and said, as we haven't announced any details about the next BlizzCon, we can say it won't be held in Las Vegas. We're currently in contact with the LVCC, which is the Las Vegas Convention Center, in Blizzard, and we'll hopefully be able to provide more details on exactly what's going on in the future. The listing... Oh, it is update number 3. The listing for the Las Vegas Convention Center has disappeared. And then update number 4... The Las Vegas Convention Center has retracted their statement. Now, this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking Las Vegas Convention Center didn't get it through to them well enough by Blizzard that they're supposed to keep this a secret. Because I'm betting this really is what's happening. And Blizzard is holding it at the Las Vegas Convention Center, since it is a very large convention center. But Las Vegas Convention Center forgot, or maybe didn't even hear, that they're supposed to keep this a secret. So I think now they're having to say this and retract their statement, even though that is, in the end, what happened. Okay, guys, well, that was the news. Let's get back to the show. What you want? Okay, guys, thank you for listening to Podcast of Warcraft, Episode 2. And remember, you can send us questions either in an MP3 or WAV format, or just regular text questions at podcastofwarcraft@gmail.com. And also, the show now has a Twitter. Our Twitter is Podcast Warcraft. No of, capital P, capital W, at Twitter. So, send in those questions, follow us on Twitter for the latest news and updates, and thank you guys for watching the show. I'll see you all later for episode number 3. Come on.